प्रियः भगवति
mam apeti apunar jamma vikara saswata natnavati mahatmana samsadam paramam gata. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Translation, devotional service beginning with the chanting the holy name of the Lord, the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. So here the word para dharma is used for the supreme dharma. So the word dharma has been used several places in this discussion. In the previous verse I talked about dharma bhagavatam, the dharma concerning the Supreme Lord. And in text 19 there was all about dharma which is taught by the Supreme Lord. And of course the implication here is that though dharma is well known, it is difficult for many people to really understand the highest dharma, what is the real dharma. And therefore, in the previous verses, Yamaraj said that these 12 persons, they know what is the real dharma. Now the scripture is already there, but it has to be elucidated through the devotees. And then we understand what is the final dharma. And that is because we have various types of dharma propagated for different types of people. And Vasudeva himself has propagated this in different Puranas. So we have dharma for tamasic people, dharma for rajasic people, dharma for sattvic people. And we have these various forms of yoga, karma yoga, nishkama karma yoga, jnana, ashtanga yoga. And then we have bhakti. People are a little confused because they see all of these different types of activities, and they choose one of them, and they say, well, the Lord has recommended them all, so anything is all right. They're all okay. That is true, because they're all in the scripture, therefore in that sense they are authorized. At the same time, we have to see the qualification. So as I said, certain types of dharma are for certain people and others for other people. So we have to see the qualification. Based on that, then we can also argue that since most people are in tamagun or rajagun, therefore they should practice karma yoga. Because karma yoga is for purifying people to bring them to sattva-gun from the lower gunas. So everyone should do karma yoga. And this is exactly what Krishna also says in the second and third chapters of Bhagavad Gita. He tells Arjuna, you are not qualified for jnana, you must do karma yoga. And of course we will see that the Lord appoints the manus to institute karma yoga, the varnashram dharma. Their descendants rule over the earth, keeping in place this system. And this is the majority of the population. So that can be the argument that therefore most people are in tamagun, rajagun. Okay, let us preach karma yoga to everybody, varnashram. Everyone can do varnashram. We see, however, that though Krishna says this in Bhagavad Gita, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, he says, give up all these dharmas and only do bhakti. And in the Bhagavatam at the very beginning, the statement is made, dharma which is cheating dharma, dharma, projita kaidavata, cheating dharma is rejected completely. So, not all the dharmas are accepted. Nevertheless, we'll find even in Bhagavatam, again, Sukadeva speaks about Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga. So again we become confused, and then people will quote these and say, yes, we also have to follow Varnashram, we have to follow Jnana, we have to follow Yoga, it's all praised in the Bhagavad Gita and in Srimad Bhagavatam, so it's all bona fide. So Sukadeva also has spoken it, he's the highest devotee in Rasa, so he also is expecting us to do all of this. We have to understand all of this in along with the statements given at the beginning and end of the Bhagavatam, where it is said that all cheating dharmas are given up and the highest principle is Nama Sankirtan. And worship of the Lord Swayam Bhagavan Krishna is the highest principle. So when we understand that, then we understand that these other subjects of other dharmas are actually secondary and only there for information, not that we follow anything. Because they are authorized by the Vedas, they are mentioned, but the devotees see them only in relation to bhakti. But they are all dependent upon bhakti. So if karma is to give its results, one has to also do bhakti. And if jnana is to give results or yoga is to give results, it also depends on bhakti. So everything is dependent ultimately on bhakti anyway. So the import of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam is finally, don't do anything except worship the Lord. And if you have material desires, that is also fulfilled by the process of bhakti. So that means we don't have to do the karma yoga. And if you want knowledge, that is given by bhakti also. Jnana and vairagya automatically appear with the process of bhakti, as stated in the first canto. So whatever you need is supplied by bhakti. However, at the same time, mixed devotional service also is considered second class compared to pure bhakti. So pure bhakti is the highest, and that pure bhakti even rejects salokya, sarsa, samipya, etc. If it is unfavorable for the service. So therefore this idea of pure devotion is what is recommended ultimately in the Bhagavatam. And all the other processes mentioned are there as information for the devotees or to satisfy other people, whatever, attract other people to the Bhagavatam, but they are not the final conclusion. So the devotees should understand the final conclusion at the end of the Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami in a 12th canto, actually, he concludes, I think the 4th chapter, 5th chapter, whatever 5th chapter is. And then he tells, he thinks, what is this? I told the highest things, which actually shouldn't be told to everybody. Because everybody's not qualified for this. But yet I've told everything. Because Parikshit's here, so I've told everything. So then he thinks, well, I'll confuse everybody now. So then he tells Parikshit, now that you've understood everything, you can merge into Brahman. And this is the final conclusion. And then he does his whole description about merging in Brahman, etc. And of course, Parikshit understands that this is not the conclusion. But Sukadeva has a purpose in doing this, and that is to ultimately hide the conclusion from people who are not qualified. And therefore, other people will take this as evidence that actually, ultimately, Krishna is illusory and Brahman is the highest. So let them think like that. So that is Sukadeva's intention there, to hide truth from non-devotees. Meanwhile, Parikshit, he realized this is not the conclusion. So therefore, he replies and says, The one thing I don't want is merging in Brahman. I want only to worship the Supreme Lord. So he actually understands the truth. But anyway, the idea is that everything is presented in the Bhagavatam, but we should understand what the conclusion is. So Sukadev may hide the truth by some of his statements and encourage us to do other things even, apparently, but actually that is not so. So we have to approach the Bhagavatam in the proper mood through the acharyas and with devotion, and then we can understand what is the highest principle. So the Paradharma, therefore, is simply worship the Lord. So therefore, he says here, bhakti yoga bhagavati is bhakti unto Bhagavan. And this is accomplished by the different processes, nama, grahana, adivi, by chanting of the name, etc., by other processes. So chanting, hearing, association, archana, etc. These are the processes by which we develop this. So, though there are many dharmas, and there is the Paradharma, or the highest dharma for the human being. And the highest dharma is bhakti. So, in spite of the fact that it's the highest, everybody is qualified for it. And therefore, the Paradharma is recommended for everybody, not only some people, a few people, but everybody. So, though most people learn tamaguna and rajaguna, still, the Paradharma is recommended. So it is particularly possible because of Yuga Dharma. The Yuga Dharma allows the majority of the people to participate in bhakti. So the Yuga Dharma now is chanting the name. So therefore it mentions Nam Grahana Adibi. So Nam is given first. So people become qualified by chanting the name of the Lord, Nam Sankirtan. And once they become qualified with that, then they can go on to other processes of bhakti. So that is the conclusion. Well, yeah, of course, cheating religions could mean also unbona fide religions. There's all sorts of cheating dharmas in that sense, but also even the processes of karma yoga, gyan yoga, and astanga yoga, which are also dharmas. They all ultimately are not independent of bhakti, so in themselves they cannot give us the proper goal. So in that sense they're also cheating dharmas. So the name should be propagated everywhere. Just as Ajamil chanted the name of Narayana, that was the beginning of his bhakti. So everybody should get contact with the name of the Lord. And eventually they develop the bhakti. It's very difficult to say, actually, whether that's for the common people or whether that's for devotees. If it's for devotees, then of course it cannot remain a main thing, because obviously bhakti is the main element, not varnashram. That would always have to be a secondary endeavor. If it's the main endeavor, it cannot be for devotees, otherwise it contradicts the Bhagavatam.
Is that for devotees?
Whatever. But even then, Bhagavata recommends everybody bhakti, not varnashram. Karma yoga is rejected, gyan, astanga is rejected. Bhakti is the main process for the people of Kali Yuga in the form of Namsankirtan. Now, of course, we see that the kings, they propagated dharma, that is karma yoga. So as a social institution to keep the society together, yes, they have karma yoga. But as far as the religious practice, they should practice bhakti yoga. So therefore the kings were also devotees. So we have Ambarish as a king. He instituted dharma and let us minister through that, but at the same time, he did bhakti. And by his example, he gave inspiration to his citizens. So they worked within the dharma structure, but they actually emphasized the bhakti.
So that's not what they do in this area.
Yeah, they can do anything, but the main element is bhakti.
Yeah.